It's Bailey Shockey with Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. It's Next Gen Farmer Day, and I am catching up with Emily Morrison. You're a producer at Morrison Berry's Country Market, but most importantly for our conversation today, this is your first year kind of running the show. Tell me a little bit about what you do and what that transition into ownership has looked like for you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on today. Yes, definitely being a part of the ownership now makes me feel like I'm actually an adult now, having the mortgage payments, the loan payments, and the responsibility of the bank. But it also feels good to be sharing the load with my mom as we work through the succession plan and all of that stuff. So luckily, I'm not totally alone right now, but very excited and terrified to feel like I'm actually an adult now.
Yeah, for sure. And how many years has the farm been operating prior to you kind of taking the reins?
Before I was born.
Wow.
Yeah. So mom and dad planted strawberries with the year they got married.
So you grew up with red hands and toes is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. 7 strawberries have more vitamin C than an orange. So I have thoroughly exceeded my vitamin C intake.
For your entire life.
For my entire life.
Yeah. And you said that it was a bit of a lifetime experience that kind of led you to this moment. But did you come out of school and go, I'm going to be a farmer now? Like, what was that journey like for you?
Well, I definitely went to school with a career aspiration in mind. Halfway through university, I realized, okay, while I may have had the heart to do that career aspiration, maybe I didn't have the brains to back it up. So I had this, you know, halfway through university question, wondering what I should be doing, what I should be studying. And I then knew in my heart of hearts that I, at the core of me, always wanted to be a strawberry farmer.
And it sounds to me like you don't think of farming as just a job. It kind of reads to me like a bit of a vocation or like a calling, you know?
Yeah, it's my identity. It's who I am. It's a passion of growing something, presenting it to the world that you've created, and then seeing a kid, you know, pick up a strawberry in the fields when they're picking their own and just eat it and light up.
Yeah. Yeah. And when it comes to producing, when it comes to becoming a farmer, when it comes to getting involved in agriculture, why is it so important for the younger generation to get involved in agriculture and take agency in their involvement in agriculture?
I think it's really important because if we don't take agency for our industry, other people will who haven't grown up on the farm. We have to learn, continue to always be learning, continue to always be listening, continue to always be communicating and engaging so that we can advocate for our industry. Because if we don't, and our industry is so very complicated, and so we need to work together to have that singular voice. And we always need to be creating our stories, sharing our stories, talking, leading so that nobody does that for us who doesn't understand us.
That's perfectly put. That's okay. A great way to okay. Kind of tie a ribbon on the whole thing. I love it so much. I want to thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your passion and sharing your dedication for your family farm. I think that it's so lovely that you're taking such a leadership role. And if I wanted to come and get those fresh Ontario picked strawberries for myself, where would I find you online and in the physical world as well?
Well, thank you. And travel to the farthest north of Huron County you can go. Highway 86 between Whitechurch and Lucknow. We're right on the main highway, 37777 Amberley Road, Lucknow, Ontario.
Perfect. And do you have a website as well?
Yeah, our website is morrisonberries.com, and we've got Facebook and Instagram, and that's definitely where I'll be posting the strawberry countdown.
Strawberry countdown? How many days left?
We're about 8 weeks out.
From strawberry season?
I'm 8 weeks out from strawberry season.
I'm so excited.